from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Days of the Youth. So, I guess in the days of our youth, there was probably Eagles preseason games Saturdays at 1. I don't remember it in the days of my adulthood. So, if you just heard that little promo coming back from break, the Eagles play Saturday at 1. Weird. I mean, it's fine. I don't care. I mean,
why
whatever.
Not? But it's weird.
I'll say this. I'd rather it be on a Thursday night. I just think there's a little bit more juice to a Thursday night. I mean, listen, the preseason thing's different than it used to be. I mean, it's lesser than it used to be. I do think Saturday at 1, they won't get as many viewers as they typically do. You're going to have people on the beach. You know, you're going to have people, you know, parents, you know, coaching their kids games in Little League. And I mean, I don't really care, but I would say it's not exactly optimal.
I'll give you one other degenerate point of view.
It's all we want.
Is this going to be about
this
betting
is all we want.
Yes. Preseason
yes.
football?
Yes, Saturday is Traverse Saturday at Saratoga.
Oh, look at this, the Mac one man
of,
revving
one of
it
the
up.
Biggest races of the year. Now, it isn't going to be run to like 4:50, 5:58 in the day. So you get the whole Eagle game in ahead of time, but some people on Traverse Day like to start with the first race, which will be about 12:30, as a matter of fact.
Well, all right, look, I mean, the Eagles are up against all of it. All of it. By the way, I got five. So, James, you know when Jody's in here, I love to tap into that brain.
Five questions for the Mac Man.
Five questions for the Mac Man.
You got five?
I got five today.
Love it.
You got by without asking any yesterday, yeah, other than if I own a farm. That was the only question I think you actually asked.
That's out of control.
Yeah.
That was the one question for Jody Maccast today.
All right. So,
how's that farm doing?
I kind of felt, Jody, I actually felt kind of bad after that.
You should.
The best part is that, Jody, you didn't react, though. Like, that's what you got to do. You just stared ahead and powered through.
James,
that.
He might have been annoyed, but I didn't want to ask him, but I just wasn't sure if I went too far.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. I mean, you know.
Oh, well, Old McDonald, that's a shot. That's part of the gig. That's what they do in the morning. Follow up with how's the farm? Yes, you've gone too far. That's the way it played yesterday.
All right, well, I take it back. All right, so look, 215, although I think that might find its way in a drop of the week. But
it
all right,
should.
So 215-592-9494. Five questions for the Mac Man today. Question number one, Jody, and I'm sure we're not going to do much on the Sixers today, but it just struck me because I heard Paul George talking about this recently. He didn't really answer the question, nor should he. But he was posed the question, Jody, final shot for the Sixers. Let's say there's 15. Let's say there's 12 seconds to go, and you got time to set something up. It's not like 3 seconds to go, which it's harder to get the ball to Embiid if there's 3 seconds to go. 12, 15 seconds to go. You got three different options. You got Joel, you got Paul George, you got Tyrese Maxey. Who should take the last shot, Jody?
I want Maxey to decide. If it's him,
so he creates and,
he beats
and then decides,
his man, and he's got one of his creative through the air, fading away, one-handed.
So you're letting Maxey, but you're saying Maxey sets the whole thing in motion.
Correct.
I mean, Michael Jordan passed the ball to Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr got the last shot, but Michael Jordan set it. So you're putting the ball in Maxey's hands.
Absolutely. And if it's a Joel comes free off a pick and he decides best to dump it back to him, dumb. Joel gets the last shot. If somebody doubles off and George's man leaves him a little separation and he can kick out and George takes shot, I'm good with it.
James,
I want Maxey deciding.
Is that the right answer?
So my thought when you said it, and I know it's simple, but it's whoever's open, honestly.
Well,
like,
forget that.
No, but seriously, though, I think you have to play it as it comes. You have three dudes who I feel comfortable taking the last shot of the game. Like, I don't think you go in and say we're forcing it to anybody.
Do you feel comfortable with Joel Embiid taking the last shot?
Absolutely, yeah.
Does it have to be a three?
Because I'm less... No, don't have to be a threat.
I feel comfortable
dictated
if Joel
by the show.
Dictated by, exactly. Dictated by the play. If Embiid is open, if there's one man on him, I'm good with
it. If Embiid is like right under the basket, posted up, and Maxey or someone else feeds it to him, then I feel 100% confident in
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Three, I don't know.
I don't feel as confident with Joel as I'd like to feel. I mean, first off, it's hard to get the ball to a center sometimes 15 seconds to go because you're also typically trying to shoot the ball near the very end of the game. And that's not as easy for a center to do. It's just a little bit different. And I just don't think he's like totally Mr. Clutch. Look, well, I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to get into much Sixers talk today, but if you want to comment on last shot, Maxey, Paul George, or Embiid, totally stylistically different players. And, you know, you can make a case for all of them. I mean, Paul George is very, let's put it this way, guys. Paul George has taken and made a lot more last second shots than the other two guys combined. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Benjamin. Good morning, Benjamin.
Hey, how you doing?
Benjamin. Hey, Ben. What's up, buddy?
Long time listener, first time.
Welcome aboard, Benjamin.
Yeah, no problem. I'm pretty sure this has been brother before, but I got an issue. What if the whole team does well, probably reaches the NFC Championship? Is there a possibility Hurts go to the front office and then it's like, okay, y'all kick Nick up to the front office
for Kellen Moore?
Kellen Moore?
I tend to listen.
He's going to get poached.
That's the interesting thing. If they felt that he was about, so here's when I remember this almost happened, and a team didn't have the guts to pull the trigger, and they should have. San Francisco won the Super Bowl, won it all, 1994. George Seifert, second title for Seifert. And the first time where it's kind of like more his show.
Yeah, Mike Shanahan.
And Shanahan had been running the offense.
Didn't the Rams kind of do it with Martz? Was Vermeil pushed out there?
No,
I don't remember. It wasn't? Okay,
Vermeil
so he left on his own?
Out.
Okay,
yes.
I wasn't sure about that.
Vermeil was definitely not pushed out. He chose to retire. But the 49ers were really thinking about replacing their Super Bowl winning coach, George Seifert, to keep Shanahan. They thought it would be a ridiculous look. They chose not to. Shanahan went to Denver, won two titles. San Fran started going down. Do I think the Eagles would have the guts to do it? Probably not, because it's so rare, Benjamin. Now, you can make the case they should, and I'd have to see it play out to know that. It's a very fascinating scenario.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about that every time I'm driving listening to y'all.
I wonder if Nick thinks about that.
I think they're going to be good this year. I think they're going to be real good this year.
Well, they should be pretty darn good. All right, it's a really interesting question. Benjamin, give me an answer here. Best sports quote, biggest sports quote.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Nick Foles effect from yesterday helped me today, too. So, you want Philly?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So,
does that count?
I don't know. Jody, does it count?
I mean, it's not play-by-play since we've eliminated play-by-play.
I think it counts. In-game.
I mean, it's similar to the play-by-play in a way.
It's conversation during a game. I mean, fine. You want Philly. I'll write it down.
I don't know if it's a winning answer, but let's count it.
I have noticed it is hard. There are a couple things when we do these contests that are very hard to vote against. Foles and Super Bowl 52 stuff wins at a very high percentage.
Yes. That's true.
I mean, it won yesterday. What was the question? Jody, what was the question yesterday?
Best number two.
So,
and Foles was backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I get it. Yeah,
I get
Joe,
it.
You didn't like that answer.
I didn't love it. You know, I mean, I love it, but I didn't love it. By the way, Goddard, caller asked about Goddard. I looked into it in the break. Yeah, missed practice yesterday and oblique. Now, this has not gotten much attention to the point where, you know, reporters are talking about it as a potential problem. So I tend to think it's not a big issue, but candidly, I'm not sure. But no one's really buzzing like, you know, he's not going to be ready week one.
Reporters didn't even know about it because when practice ended yesterday, it's my first time, only time all year, I got to stick around for practice because I happen to be with you to do the morning show. So I'm standing with all the reporter guys, and they're exchanging pictures of Goddard with no pads on. He just came out, jersey, not going to practice. Nobody knew he wasn't even going to practice. So did you see Goddard? And one or two guys actually snapped a photo of him and said he wasn't out there with the team. He came out without his pads on. And then I don't know what happened to him. He might have been working individually or he might have just gotten back into the locker room. So nobody knew. This was a surprise that Goddard didn't practice yesterday.
215-592-9494. Eagles, Phils, you can weigh in on certainly either. If you want to comment on final shot for the Sixers, that's on the table as well. Plus, an available player in Major League Baseball. Should the Phillies consider bringing him back? We'll get to that and more. More of the five questions for the Mac Man. Plus, deeper inside that Arcia situation with Bryce Harper after the game and some of what Nick Sirianni said after or prior to practice yesterday as the Eagles, of course, wrapped up training camp yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.